You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Jennifer, and I'll be your host for this episode, the first in a two-part series on supporting your argument. It's our fourth anniversary, and to celebrate, we're bringing back one of our most popular podcasts as voted for by you, the listeners. We've freshened up the examples and explanations, and we hope you'll enjoy this new version. When you're making an argument, you're trying to get others to see your point of view. To do this, you need to present your argument and its supporting details in a clear and organized fashion. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult for your audience to follow your argument or support you. Today, we'll look at ways to make an initial recommendation and begin an organized argument. Then, we'll talk about how to sequence the points of your argument, how to add new points, and how to emphasize points so they have a greater impact on your listeners. Here's the scenario for our dialogue. Jim, Dan, and Jack work for an American guitar manufacturer. Jack believes the company should build a new factory in Costa Rica to save money on production costs. Let's hear how he organizes and supports his argument. As you listen to the dialogue, try to answer the following questions. 1. What is Jack's recommendation? 2. According to Jack, why is the company losing money? 3. How does Jack explain that labor costs are more expensive than raw materials?
Okay, let's go to our next subject, which is establishing a new factory in Costa Rica. Jack, I believe you would like to speak on this subject.
Thanks, Jim. As you all know, my department has been researching this project, and we would like to recommend that we go ahead with it. Here are the reasons why. First, to put it simply, we cannot afford not to build this new factory. We are losing money right now because of our high production costs in the U.S., and U.S. labor rates are probably going to go higher in the future. In addition to that, the cost of shipping the raw materials from our Latin American suppliers is going up as well. Therefore, we have to move production overseas.
Excuse me, Jack, if I may. But actually, labor isn't all that important to our production cost.
Well, Dan, I beg to differ. Raw materials are expensive. However, labor is even more so. Let me give you an example. Our guitars cost $80 a piece to produce, and at least $40 of that cost is from labor when you add in office staff. In short, 50% of our production costs is from labor.
Now, let's go through the dialogue again and look at the functional language.
Okay, let's go to our next subject, which is establishing a new factory in Costa Rica. Jack, I believe you would like to speak on this subject.
Thanks, Jim. As you all know, my department has been researching this project, and we would like to recommend that we go ahead with it.
First, Jim introduces a discussion about establishing or setting up a new factory in Costa Rica. Jack's department has been researching the idea. To research means to study. When we research things, we gather information to make a decision. Based on their research, Jack's department thinks the new factory is a good idea. So Jack says, "We would like to recommend that we go ahead with it." Making an initial recommendation is one way to start explaining your point of view. Keep in mind that it's also very direct, so it isn't appropriate in every situation. Sometimes, making an initial recommendation involves stating why you think one option is better than another, as you'll notice in some of these examples.
I'd rather produce the report in-house than use an outside printer.
We tend to favor working late today as opposed to coming in over the weekend.
The main advantage of hiring Claire is her extensive contact list.
For our meeting, I think the city has an advantage over the suburbs in that it's closer to the airport.
Before we continue, let's look at some of the vocabulary in that set of examples. When something is produced in-house, it's made within a company or organization. And the suburbs are towns just outside of a large city. Next, Jack gives more details and demonstrates two important language functions.
Here are the reasons why. First, to put it simply, we cannot afford not to build this new factory. We are losing money right now because of our high production costs in the U.S., and U.S. labor rates are probably going to go higher in the future.
When Jack says, here are the reasons why, he is beginning his argument. Argument in this case doesn't mean people are angry at each other. It just means Jack is stating his case, explaining his point of view. This statement is also a quick introduction to what he's about to say. It signals to the listeners that important information will follow. Making a good start is always important, so let's practice a few more ways to introduce an argument.
Here are the reasons we should choose Carrie for the director's position.
I would like to make a few remarks concerning next year's budget.
I would like to comment on the low morale at this branch.
There are 3 points I'd like to make.
Here's another quick vocabulary note. When a group of people has high morale, they are optimistic about the future and want to work together as a team. Once Jack has begun his argument, he needs to state his points in a logical way. His listeners need to know which points come first, second, third, and so on. Sequencing an argument makes it easier for his colleagues to follow and understand. So Jack starts his sequence with, first, we cannot afford not to build this new factory. Jack's points about high production costs and labor rates both relate to affordability. Production costs are the costs of making something, and labor rates are the costs of paying workers. There are many ways to sequence an argument. Words and phrases like to begin with, then, after, next, and finally are all helpful, as these examples show.
First, we need to think about location. After that, we'll set up the schedule.
To begin with, there is no question that Diane is a dedicated employee.
Next, look at sales figures for new homes in the Northeast Territory.
Then, we have to make sure that we get these parts on time.
Finally, it's obvious that cash flow is a problem.
Before moving on, let's look at one vocabulary word in that set of examples. First, the word dedicated means committed. If Diane is a dedicated employee, she's committed to doing a good job for her company. Now, back to the dialogue. Jack adds another point to his argument.
In addition to that, the cost of shipping the raw materials from our Latin American suppliers is going up as well. Therefore, we have to move production overseas.
Raw materials are basic materials that are used to make something. For example, wood is a raw material used to make tables. Overseas means in another country. In this section, Jack signals that he's adding another, related point to his argument by using the phrase, in addition to. This helps keep the argument organized, making it easier for his listeners to follow. Remember, Jack is trying to convince his colleagues that building a factory in Costa Rica is good for the company. If his listeners understand his argument, they will be more likely to agree with him in the end. What are some other ways to add a point?
I might add that getting a construction loan should be fairly easy.
As well as hiring staff, there is also the purchase of additional equipment to consider.
Furthermore, we're heading into our busiest season.
Moreover, we should start thinking about a revised employee handbook.
A handbook is a short reference work that explains instructions or policies. For example, an employee handbook might have information about health insurance or appropriate dress. Now, Jack faces a little opposition.
Excuse me, Jack, if I may, but actually, labor isn't all that important to our production cost.
Well, Dan, I beg to differ. Raw materials are expensive. However, labor is even more so. Let me give you an example. Our guitars cost $80 a piece to produce, and at least $40 of that cost is from labor when you add in office staff. In short, 50% of our production costs is from labor.
Dan believes that labor costs aren't that important, but Jack begs to differ. This is a phrase we use to politely disagree with someone. He notes that the company's guitars cost $80 a piece to make. A piece is a word that means each. Since labor costs are at least $40 per guitar, they represent 50% of production costs, a significant amount to Jack. Let's look at how Dan makes his point. He doesn't think labor costs are an important part of overall production costs. He emphasizes his point by using the word actually. This word acts as another signal, one that lets listeners know that a different kind of point is coming. The emphasis signals to listeners that they should pay close attention. Let's hear some other ways to emphasize a point.
In fact, sales have increased significantly since Harold came on board.
The most important points seem to be upgrading our network and supporting the help desk.
Before we go further, I'd like to point out the need for a feasibility study.
You're probably not aware that the company spent almost $15,000 on client gifts last year.
The truth be told, this advertising campaign just isn't working.
Again, let's look at some vocabulary from these examples. On board is another way of saying joined or in agreement. A help desk is the part of a company that provides technical support. Companies order feasibility studies when they want to know if a certain idea is possible or good for business. And a campaign is a series of steps taken to reach a certain goal, like a marketing campaign or a political campaign. Okay, now let's practice some of the language we've covered today. First, imagine you work for a company in Brazil. You and your colleagues are planning an annual meeting and deciding where to go. The options are staying in Brazil or flying everyone to a resort in Mexico. You think it's more economical to stay in Brazil. You'll need to begin your argument, use sequencing language, add a point, and emphasize. But don't worry, we're here to help. In a moment, you'll hear one of these functions followed by a prompt. Use the language in a prompt to form an answer that demonstrates the function. For example, if you hear,
make an initial recommendation.
Rather, Brazil, than, Mexico.
You can say,
I'd rather stay in Brazil than travel to Mexico.
We'll play an example answer at the end of the practice. Ready? Let's give it a go.
Start an argument.
Reasons. Why I think. Meeting in Brazil.
Now use sequencing language to structure your argument.
Begin with, no question. Brazil. Convenient.
Add another point to your argument.
Might add. Small travel budget.
Finish by emphasizing your main point.
Truth be told, too expensive. Resort in Mexico.
How did you do? Compare your answers to these examples.
Start an argument.
Example answer. Here are the main reasons why I think we should have our meeting in Brazil.
Now use sequencing language to structure your argument.
Example answer. To begin with, there's no question that Brazil is more convenient.
Add another point to your argument.
Example answer. And I might add that we only have a small travel budget this year.
Finish by emphasizing your main point.
Example answer. So, the truth be told, it's just too expensive to go to Mexico.
Now let's practice useful vocabulary and idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence saying the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"We started a television advertising over the summer."
You can say,
"We started a television advertising campaign over the summer."
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
Jane thinks more office parties will improve here. Answer. Jane thinks more office parties will improve morale here.
How long have you been living? Answer. How long have you been living overseas?
We need to lower our costs. Answer. We need to lower our production costs.
The new desks will cost $400. Answer. The new desks will cost $400 apiece.
Soon will be new offices in Tokyo and Moscow. Answer. Soon we'll be establishing new offices in Tokyo and Moscow.
We've reached the end of this episode, the first in a two-part series on supporting your argument. We've looked at ways to make a recommendation and begin an organized argument. We've also covered ways to sequence, add, and emphasize points. Be sure to listen next time when we'll hear more from Jim, Dan, and Jack. We'll also go over ways to give examples, make contrasting points, generalize, and conclude your argument. In the meantime, check out some of our other podcasts about making an argument, such as episodes 129, and 130, which focus on persuading people to support your position. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening. And see you next time.